This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has shuttered its embassy in Sudan and is on the process of evacuating American government personnel from the capital of Khartoum. As fighting between the Sudanese army and rival powerful paramilitary group in Africa's third largest nation entered a second week. That's according to a senior administration official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive operation. U.S. President Joe Biden ordered U.S. troops to evacuate dozens of American embassy staff after receiving a recommendation earlier on Monday or on Sunday from his national security team as battles continue to rage in and around Khartoum. Authorities say 17 apartment buildings were evacuated in a Russian city near the Ukrainian border after an explosive device was found at the site where a bomb accidentally dropped by a Russian warplane earlier caused a powerful blast. The bomb blast late Thursday rocked part of Belgorod, leaving three people injured. Belgorod's regional governor said Saturday that sappers examining explosion site had found and decided to detonate what he called an explosive object. That was according to the city's mayor, who later reported that a bomb was removed and residents were allowed to go home. Russian authorities did not say that the detonated device was part of Thursday's misfire. Again, the United States has now shuttered its embassy in Sudan and is in the process of evacuating American government personnel from the capital as fighting between the Sudanese army and the rival powerful